Welcome back. Once you have the basic account settings, you can then start the process of building pages. And to do that, you're going to come to your dashboard and you're going to click on this button that says Build a Funnel. You are then going to be brought to this page and you're going to be given a choice of goals for the page that you want to create. Now you can choose the pre-made paths or you can create a custom funnel. Now, for the sake of this video, we are going to start the process of creating pages designed to collect emails. So to do that, we are then going to choose Collect Emails. We are then going to give this funnel a name. If you want to tag this funnel, you can. Otherwise, you can click the button that says Build Funnel. And you'll then have templates available in order to collect emails. You will select a specific template. Inside of the template designed to collect emails, there are two steps that you will need to customize. There is the opt-in page as well as the thank you page. What we're going to do first is click Edit Page. And there are two sides to the edit screen. To the left side at the top, you're going to be working with the functionality of the page that you are editing or creating. On the right side, you're going to be working with the appearance of the page that you are creating. We will start on the left side menu and work with the page functionality. In the editing screen, you're going to see the ClickFunnels logo. This will take you back to the dashboard if you click it. If you click on this exit button, this will take you out of the page editor. If you want to determine how your page is going to look on a mobile device, all you'll need to do is to click this mobile icon. You'll then see how your page is going to look while you're working on it. You can then click on the Apps tab. These are things that you can have turned on or off to fit into your editing screen. You'll then see an editing menu, and you're going to have several choices here that you can start working with. We will look at the first submenu, which is going to be for integrations. Now, because we are working with an opt-in page, the relevant integration is going to be that you connect your autoresponder to your ClickFunnels account so that you can integrate it into your opt-in page. And you'll see that this menu will pop up on the right-hand side. In order to make that menu go away, all you'll need to do is to click inside of the dashboard any place. That menu will then go away. You can then go to the settings. You'll then see SEO metadata. You'll then see another right-hand side menu come available, and this is where you can change your SEO metadata. When you're ready for that menu to go away, you'll click inside of the dashboard. That menu will go away. You'll then see any tracking code that you want to place inside of this page. And you'll be able to place that code here inside of ClickFunnels. In order to make this menu go away, you can X out of the menu. You can then go back to the settings. If you are going to place a Facebook pixel on your page, you can then connect your Facebook pixel to the page here. In order to make the menu go away before you save, you can click inside of the menu. You can then go back to your settings. Any custom CSS that you want to add to your page, you can add it here in this menu. In order to make this menu go away, you can then X out of the menu. Come back to the settings. If you want to change the background of your opt-in form, you can do that here by working with this menu. In order to make this menu go away, you can click inside of the menu. You can click inside of the dashboard. We can change the entire typography by changing all of the font for the entire template. And finally, you have a menu of general settings. For example, on your opt-in page, you can determine where your visitor will be sent when they click the submit button. you can also deliver a specific digital asset that you have already set up prior to working with your opt-in page. You can determine if you want to show the ClickFunnels affiliate badge, and you can also determine if you want this page to be shown to the search engines. And you've now seen the basic level of functionality that you can work with inside of the page system in ClickFunnels. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.